Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What Did I Get Anyway? The Talk Show.
Well, our goal is to make the world a polite place to live, one person at a time. And here are your hosts, HR and customer service expert Denise Harding, and etiquette and image expert, speaker and author, also known as Etiquette Lady Donna Page.
Right.
Good evening, happy Sunday, and welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Today is Sunday, July 10, 2011, and we are broadcasting live from Atlanta, Georgia, where it's been an absolute beautiful day today. Now, during this evening's show, we will discuss some of your pet peeves. And we're also going to talk about some of the pet peeves emphasizing public restrooms. I'm Donna Page Riley, also known as the Etiquette Lady. And let's see, Denise, are you there? Okay, you guys, we have a brand new studio switchboard. So we are working from that, and I am hoping that we're not going to have any problems right now. It doesn't seem. I know Denise is here, but I can't seem to pick her up. Let's see. Denise, if you would, hang up and see if you can dial back in, okay? That would be great. And as I said, you guys, we are working from a new studio switchboard. This is our first time using this, so we are certainly hoping that we are going to be able to do the show. Anyway, as she is calling back in, I'm going to see if I can somehow pick her up. And it doesn't look as though I'm able to do that. Let's see. I'm not quite sure what's going on, but I'm unable to pull her mic. Let's see. Denise, can you hear me?
Can you hear me, Donna?
Okay, yes, now I'm here. I do. Hi, Denise. How are you?
Hello. Doing great, everybody. I'm the HR lady. Yes, we have been learning a new system, Donna, mostly, but we're all going to be dealing with that today, and hopefully things will go very smoothly for you.
Yes, I think we're up and going now. Well, of course, you guys, the name of our show is What is Etiquette Anyway? And for the benefit of our new listeners, we know we have new listeners joining us each and every week. We want to just kind of answer that question. Etiquette is simply a set of rules of behavior. And by using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. Now, the word etiquette comes from an old French word meaning ticket. It later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. Charles I and II of England copied the rule of etiquette from the French court, and these rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. So that is the backstory to etiquette, and if you don't remember all of that, just simply remember that etiquette is a fancy word for manners, and we always on this show ask you to please mind your manners, okay? Well, it is so exciting to be back. We were off last week for the holidays, and hope you guys had a safe holiday weekend. And, of course, let me give you our contact information before we kind of dive into this. Our phone number, you can feel free to give us a call at 347-324-3295. Once again, 347-324-3295, or you can email us at etiquettelady@gmail.com. That's etiquettelady@gmail.com. Or you can simply go into our blog talk And you can send us a message via our blog talk, and that's blogtalkradio.com/etiquette-lady. You can post a message in there as well to let us know that you are listening. Well, wow. Denise, yes. Pet peeves. This is usually always one of our, usually one of our most popular shows because, unfortunately, everybody has quite a few pet peeves, and we want to look at public bathrooms. And, of course, you know, public bathrooms, when they're in poor condition, it's usually a pet peeve for most, wouldn't you say?
Yes, I would think so.
Oh, just really, really incredible. So what we're going to do, we're going to dive right in. We have a special guest joining us today, and he is certainly no stranger to what is etiquette anyway, especially when we cover this topic. And what I'd like to do is just go ahead and bring him on. Dr. Tom, are you there?
Yes, I am, Donna, and I'm glad to be with you and Denise.
Hi,
wonderful.
Tom. How are you?
Great.
Good.
Well, pet peeves, and I know one of your major pet peeves is school bathrooms. And if you would, just kind of, because we know we do have new listeners each week, would you just kind of give us a little bit of your background and why you have such a special interest in school bathrooms and just whatever else you would like to share? It'd be great.
Well, thank you. Back in 1994, 1996, I was listening to three students, two of our own in our own family, and then a student across the street, and I began to hear them talk about they didn't use the regular school restrooms because there were no doors, and they didn't use the middle school restroom because there were no sanitary product dispensers or receptacles. And then one of the three youngsters held it in all day. And so I got to thinking about the subject and visiting around the country and traveling and listening to students and teachers and adults. And everybody I talked to and listened to had a horror story about public school restrooms. So I started to survey and do a literature search, and I couldn't find much in the mid-90s. So I went out to a school that's still in the school system in suburban Atlanta. It's now a middle school instead of high school. And I cleaned the bathrooms for a day, and I went back the next day, and they were just as bad as the day before. So I began working, and I've now been working since 1996 to improve the safety, cleanliness, and hygiene of school bathrooms. And since January of this year, I've taken an emphasis to work exclusively with middle and high school kids, 11 to 18-year-olds, starting with school bathrooms, but it's the same kids who leave school and they go to a public library, they go to a park, recreation, and a swimming pool complex and use those public restrooms. So I now work on not only school restrooms, but I work on five kinds of public restrooms for 11 to 18-year-olds. And I've worked in about 18 states in this country with contracts and hundreds of locations outside of those contracts, and then I've worked in other countries. So I guess I've spent more time on this issue than most.
Wow. Wow, that is absolutely phenomenal. And you know something, Dr. Keating, what I find is that oftentimes parents are really not aware of the situation of the bathrooms in their children's schools. Now, I recall when my son was small, he would come in, and he would come in running to go to the restroom. And, of course, you don't really think about it. You just think, okay, I have to go to the bathroom. But after you see it on a consistent basis, it's usually, okay, what's going on? Are you not using the bathroom at school? And usually the response is no, because it's dirty or it has no paper, toilet tissue in it, or there's no soap. So that's an issue. And we all are, you know, say that we're so concerned about our children. And usually, Tom, I know as you found, with the school bathrooms, it seems to be taboo to even talk about it. And why is that?
Well, the first thing is that a parent who sends a child to elementary school has greatest hopes and cares about two things, which is a quality education and safety. So if the child is happy and not crying and doing well for a couple of years, they go ahead with the normal routine. But about fourth grade, when schools begin to change, parents really should change. And they shouldn't just say, how are the restrooms when the kid comes home, the child comes home. You really should say, in the restroom today, was there soap? And you really shouldn't say, how is school after third grade? Because the kids figure it out. They say, fine. They run upstairs and they do their video games or go call their friends or whatever. You really should say, in fourth, fifth grade on, are you still studying nouns with Miss Jones? Now you've got a conversation. And the real change is when the parents start to back away a little bit naturally because the kids want them to in middle school. And then in high school, they might get reactivated again through sports or boosters club or clubs or sometimes PTSAs or so forth. But the key is to understand that in the average school in your listening audience in this country, if you're average, 4 out of 10 of the middle and high school kids hold it in all day long. 4 out of 10. So what you need to do is say, okay, as a parent, I'm going to actually talk about it. It's okay to talk toilets at the dining room table. But again, it's not going to be well received by a child to say, how are bathrooms? They're just going to say, ah, mom. What you need to say is, I was over at school the other day, and that was a great performance you had because you went and listened or you were there or you were behind the scenes quietly. And I happened to get down into the locker room restrooms, and I noticed, and the child at that point will begin to understand that you know something, and in most cases, the child will begin to tell you what's not going on or what needs to go on. And then if you develop the communication, which we try to say we do with our kids, we talk about peers, we talk about money, we talk about sexual activities, we talk about all these subjects, but we don't talk about poop, we don't talk about bathrooms, and we don't talk about wellness to include bathrooms. So you've got to initiate a conversation, and the parents are part of the responsibility. The school is the main part of the responsibility, and the youngster is part of the responsibility. And it takes all three of those to make this kind of communication about a taboo subject work. But it can be done, and it should be done.
Wow. Well, one of the words that you just said was wellness. And that's a key word for the simple fact that, you know, even for children who may not be performing as well as they should be performing, I mean, how can you sit down and take a test and really be able to concentrate, you know, for an example, if you have to go to the bathroom, but you don't want to go because of the conditions of the bathroom? That's not good.
It gets worse than that, Donna, because let's suppose you come back and you haven't eaten much for breakfast because you're in a hurry that day, and now you've gulped down the lunch, and it's got all the carbohydrates in it and all the support from the farm to bureau, the agriculture to bureau, and you've got some junk food that you ate because they're selling ice cream after lunch, and you get to your period, your class period at 1 o'clock, and you want to go to the bathroom. There's no test yet. And you kind of want to go, but you don't want to get up and go. You don't like what you've seen when you went. So now you become distracted. You're not concentrating. You're not learning. And then if you kind of are wiggling and you're trying to figure out what to do, you might even become a discipline issue. So first, you're not attentive. Secondly, you're disciplined. And thirdly, you sure as heck can't concentrate when you're taking a test. So the whole teaching learning process is affected by health. Because everybody has to go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. And you know, on whose report or news report or station or show have this, who's heard of this before? Who talks about it? Denise, have you heard about it?
No, actually not until Tom came on our show the very first time. And, you know, I thought, what a subject, what an interesting subject. But as I listened more, your comments made so much sense. I remember when I was young, I would use the restroom, and like you said, Donna, your son would run in to use it. I did that every day almost.
Well, Denise, let me share something. You were part of the problem. You weren't part of the problem. You weren't part of the problem in the fact that you messed it up for the custodian. That's another problem. You were part of the problem of your health, and your health is better after drinking 8 glasses of water and eating all the carbohydrates or junk food or home-baked food that your mom made for you or whatever. Mm-hmm. You've got to take care of your health. So now I've learned, and I've been asked to contribute and help. There's a writer out in Oregon. She's teamed up with a pediatric urologist, a child doctor dealing with kidney infections and bladder infections. He's out of Wake Forest, North Carolina. And this doctor is really upset because he thinks the schools are causing his patients to be basically unhealthy. But they don't know enough about schools. So now you say to yourself, let's get up to modern times. The kid's walking around saying he's not texting or sexting, but he's got a cell phone in his hand and his thumb is moving. So you know something's happening, and he's probably not studying, you know, Georgia history at that moment. And then all of a sudden he's got to go to the restroom. He holds it in, and then he goes out for sports in the afternoon, baseball, and he holds it in. And then he gets home at 7 o'clock, and he can hardly take care of his business because that's unhealthy.
Yes.
So when you have the medical side of this, and when you have the learning side of this, and when you have the discipline side of this, not to mention the kids who are disrupting the bathrooms, what about the kids who are going in there and writing nasty words?
Yes.
And there's some real nasty words. And so, go ahead.
I'm sorry, Tom. We're going to talk about that as well in just a second. I want to, we're going to go to our callers. Callers, thank you so much for your patience. I'm going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, pick up with our caller, and we'll move on. We'll be right back.
What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show is sponsored by Pages Etiquette Seminars, LLC. Pages Etiquette Seminars provides both personal and professional development training for all ages and offers motivational and training materials such as What is Etiquette Anyway? By Donna Page Riley, a book about manners for children, but grown-ups can read it too. This book covers introductions, writing thank yous, table and telephone manners, and much more. In addition, the book, What is Executive Etiquette Anyway? Key ingredients for building successful working relationships. Some of its contents include how to master the art of networking, business over lunch, and how to impress your interviewer, only to name a few. Pages Etiquette Seminars, that's www.pagesetiquette.com, www.pagesetiquette.com.
Okay, well, we are back. In case you're just joining us, we are discussing public restrooms, specifically public schools. Bathrooms, and we're going to go ahead and bring one of our callers on to join the conversation. Extension 1277. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there. Thanks for calling. What is Etiquette Anyway? How are you?
I'm fine.
Great.
My name
is Fellowship. Go right ahead.
My name is Erica, and I'm an educator. And the school system that I work in does not allow the cleaning staff to use bleach to clean the restrooms. Instead, they have to use a product that would kill blood pathogens. Is the other product effective? Does it really clean the restroom?
That's a great question. And let me share with you that most of what I do is changing the attitude and behavior of the kids and finding more caring adults. And you obviously care, and so does your system. In the metropolitan Atlanta area, bleach is prohibited. Why? Well, if you take Clorox and you mix it with the body products of either urine or urine and defecation, it's a deadly gas. So now you have to find a product, even though we all love the smell of Clorox because we grew up with it, but you have to find a product that is both killing those pathogens and safe. Some of the green products are out. And you have to do your due diligence. You have to go on and look at the chemical makeup. You have to see that the advertisers is not just shining you on. And you have to check with your health department. My own belief is that pressure washing is another alternative, and you have to really know what clean is. And clean is not any longer a bucket and a mop of water. I mean, a bucket of water with a dirty mop in it all day, and you just move from bathroom to bathroom. So dig into this subject. Don't give up. But personally, I would not favor having Clorox or bleach in the product.
Thank you so much for that comment. We certainly do appreciate that. And can you just tell us while you're still on, Erica, kind of what is the condition as a whole of your restrooms as far as, you know, for the children that actually go in and out? I don't know if it's elementary or high or what, but can you just kind of give us a basic overview if you know, the bathrooms are pretty much up to par and the children use them pretty frequently?
Well, the setting is it's a high school. The restrooms are clean, in my opinion, because we have, like, a conscientious staff that they're constantly checking the restrooms because, you know, children, as soon as they tend to go in and do things, and they like to use makeup and kind of mess up the sinks and things like that, but they continuously go in and clean throughout the day. So our restrooms are pretty clean, but I was just concerned about the fact that the custodians were not allowed to use bleach in it. Also, we have to use a certain product. We can't bring in our own, and we have to clean, like, our desktops, student desktops with a certain product, and we have to spray it on, and we have to let it just dry for a few minutes, and then we have to wipe it off after it's dry. And I was just, you know, were these things really effective? Were they really cleaning anything? Or were we just kind of going through the motions?
Let me help with that, Donna. Let me help with that.
Absolutely.
First of all, I'm glad to hear she described it. She did describe the women's restrooms. And, see, that's one of the things as a teacher, and I've been an educator 41 years, and, Donna, you and I have done some things. You know that you learned a lot. Just because you had a son, you hadn't spent a lot of time in the men's restroom, so you and I were together. And you and I were together in the women's restroom. So you've got to go cross-gender to understand that high school. You also got to get into the locker rooms and the rooms away from where all the traffic and the big shots come in, which is the main restroom. Now, if the girls are messing up the restrooms normally, then when in health class and when in science class and when in civics are we talking about proper behavior, etiquette, if you will. I certainly don't expect if you come to our house, Donna, that you're going to leave our restroom all messed up with your makeup. And I know how pretty you are, so I know people use makeup. But it's got to be beyond the surface, as the teacher is asking about. She can talk to her science teacher. She can talk to her extension agency. She can talk to her health department. And I know how busy everybody is, so test less and check some more on the answer. As far as dwell time on products, that's a very important thing to look into. And if the dwell time is 7 minutes and it says that it's going to be good, chances are that the advertiser is not going to go out there and just fluke around with his statements about the product. It's a bigger issue than that, though. It's an actual issue of whether or not in her school 4 out of 10 kids are not using the restrooms. It's an issue of the wellness policy in that school district. We haven't talked much about that. It's an issue of basically the attitude and behavior of the kids and how many people besides the custodians are supporting having good, clean restrooms. It's not just the custodian's job. It's the teachers, the registrars, and everybody's.
Absolutely. And of course, part of our research is going into the restrooms to kind of observe and see what's going on. And it is just amazing. I have found when I go into a public school bathroom and it's really nice and clean. And it's like, wow, you know, because that happens usually, you know, it's pretty rare when it happens. And I know it is the responsibility, as you mentioned, Tom, and if you guys are just joining us and you're hearing us talk about bathrooms, we're talking about public restroom etiquette. We're specifically at this time discussing public school bathrooms, which no one seems to really discuss, and it is certainly a major issue in a lot of the schools, and what we're trying to do is try to see that this is changed. And I know in just one show that we are not going to be able to, you know, complete everything. We've gotten emails we haven't gotten to. Tom, I don't know what your schedule is for next week, but I would love to bring you back on because we still have callers we haven't had an opportunity to pick up, as well as emails.
I could do that, Donna.
Okay.
I could do that, but let me mention two things for your listening audience this week that we haven't covered. And one is for elementary, middle, and high, all three. Everybody gets involved with back to school, and by the end of July and the early part of August, we're going to be talking about back to school. And a national trade magazine, for the first time in its history, is going to feature their feature article and the cover article on Project Clean, which I do. And they're going to feature the theme of Back to School Begins with Bathrooms. Now, why does it begin with bathrooms? Well, if the kid goes in the bathroom the first day and it's raunchy, the chances are that child is not going to feel good about the second, third, and fourth day. The second thing that I want to mention that parents can be involved in is there's a new federal law that was passed in December that renews a law that is in every school district in America, and it deals with wellness. Now, wellness is the corollary, the opposite of sickness or illness, and wellness is usually talked about in school districts as eating better and exercising more. So I'm overweight 10 pounds. I should eat better, maybe less, and I should certainly exercise more. That's fine. That's like a two-legged stilt. But what the school districts and the parents and the kids and the educators and the health people don't talk about is that when you change your eating from junk food to broccoli and you change your exercise, you change your patterns of elimination. So I prefer that if you check your local school district and it has a policy, and the policy is numbered EEE or lettered under that coding of the National School Board Association, you should say, yes, we need to eat better, less junk food in the cafeteria, we need to exercise more, and we need to eliminate in safe, clean, hygienic restrooms. So if everybody listening said when they went back to school, back to school begins with bathrooms, and wellness includes the third E of elimination in safe, clean, hygienic restrooms, and I'm going to go into school and see what those bathrooms are like, we could change some of this.
Wow. Great information, Tom. As always, thank you so much. And, guys, we are about out of time, and we're certainly going to roll into a part two. Once again, we do apologize for the callers that we haven't had an opportunity to pick you up yet. And I know, Denise, I know you've pulled several emails. But we are certainly going to continue this conversation on next week. We're going to do a part two because we still need to talk about what the school's responsibilities are and about bathroom etiquette as far as the responsibilities of the children, cleaning up behind yourself and things of that nature. So we're going to take a look at some of those things on next week as well. Wow. Tom, it's always just so great. Can you give them your website? I'd love to have them take a look at some other things that you've done, if you would.
Thank you. And then I need to ring off, too. It's called www.projectclean. That's all one word, projectclean.us. And if they press the little menu that says publications, they'll see all kind of ways to help in their school. All of the files are PDF. They can take any of the issues. The phone number and the email are there. If they want to look at the front screen, they'll see that the accommodation of the city I live in, east of Atlanta, next week we could talk about the school's relation to libraries, parks, recreation, and swimming pools because it's the same kids. And if any of that's useful, please use it. And I appreciate you and Denise offering me a chance to be on again next week.
Great. Thank you so much, Tom. You guys, thanks for listening this evening. We certainly do appreciate it. Thank you, callers. Erica, thank you so much for calling in. And we promise you we'll get to the callers we were unable to pick up, please go to his website. There's a lot of great information, and we've been so empowered. And once again, thanks for listening. Make sure you initiate a random act of kindness this week. Please take care. Thank you again for listening. Take care. God bless. Good night.
Night.
Bye. You've been listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show, where our goal is to make the world a polite place to live. Thanks for listening, and please join us again next time when we'll discuss another exciting topic.